Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Corps team.
Hello, Army families, and welcome to Army Wives Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wives Network Corps team. This is show number 484, and I'm your host, Janet McIntosh.
And I'm your co-host, Emily Grace. Today is Monday, August 11, 2014. So glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
And before we get started tonight, we would like to take a moment. Most of you probably have heard the news that we have lost Robin Williams. He has passed away at the age of 63. We just wanted to take a moment to recognize the phenomenal talent that he was, and that we wish his family and his children and his wife our deepest sympathies. If you are joining us live in our Twitter party, something nice to just honor this man's legacy and his memory. If you're with us in the Twitter party chat, why don't you tag maybe a favorite movie you saw Robin Williams in, or maybe a favorite character that he portrayed that touched you. And I just hope that his family can find peace. It's just very, very, very sad. So we are all here tonight with you guys here at Army Wife Network. If you're listening to the show live, like I was just saying, you can join us in our Twitter party chat. It's a fun, easy way to follow our chat. And we also use tweet chat. So what you can do is you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. And then you can also open a window for tweetchat.com/room/ArmyWife. And then you just type in, or that'll take you straight to our room. Or if you just go to tweetchat.com, you can also type in ArmyWife, and it'll bring you there as well. Besides our awesome chat and our great guests, we also do giveaways that you'll only catch on Twitter, so you won't want to miss out. You can also follow along the normal way, twitter.com/ArmyWife Network. Either way, we use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family, smiles, and save with TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at metlife.com/TRICARE or call 1-855-MET-TDP-1.
So tonight on our show, we have our main guest, which is Diane Morris-Jones. If you'd like to learn more about Diane or follow her on social media, you can visit her website at www.diane, and it's spelled D-I-A-N-N-E, Morris-Jones.com. You can also find her on Twitter at Diane_M_Jones, and she's on Facebook as well, facebook.com/Diane Morris Jones. We also have your Money Minute tonight, but before we get to that, we have some catching up to do. Miss Emily, who's just finished a huge PCS from Korea all the way back to the States. Welcome back to America, girl.
Thank you. You know, I got to tell you, doing this show, first of all, you probably hear an echo because I have no furniture. I'm just saying. But it's so weird doing this show at night. I'm so used to doing it, you know, first thing in the morning in Korea, and then going about my business the rest of the day. So this is weird. This is a weird thing. My in-laws are here in the living room putting Matthew to bed probably. It's so nice to be back in America, I have to tell you.
I can imagine.
It's not that there's anything wrong with Korea before anyone gets all mad about it. Don't get crunchy over it. It's not that. It's just there is something to be said for going to the store, find what you're looking for, pay for it, and say have a nice day and go on about your business. I mean, we were in Korea for 3 years, And every time we went to E-Mart, which is like the Korean Walmart, we just stand and look around for a good 20 minutes before we find what we're looking for. It's banana. But on our way back from Korea, we stopped off in Hawaii, and that was cool, kind of. I mean, I turned brown. That's what
you went on like a little tour where you like stop each place.
Yeah,
because you went to Hawaii and then you had to stop in North Carolina.
Right. Yeah, we went on a world tour on the way back here. We like went from Korea and we went to Japan and we went to Hawaii. I turned brown for a little bit, and you know, so everyone was like, "You should go to Pearl Harbor. You should check out the volcanoes." I'm like, "I don't want to do anything." Like, I get that you can do all of those things in Hawaii. But I wanted to do nothing. So that's what I did. Then we flew to North Carolina to get our dog, bless his heart. And then we drove from North Carolina to Fort Rucker, Alabama, and it was the longest 6 days of my life. I never want to do that again. Tom already knows that if he gets stationed in Korea again, it's solo thing, bang out that gear, and come back. I mean, and, you know, and I'm all about if you can be with your spouse, be with your spouse. I get all that. I can't do that again. I made the best of it that I could. But, you know, we talked about it, and we're like, you know, it'd be easier if you just banged out the year and just come back. And so he was like, yeah, totally, because it's not that there's anything wrong with Korea. It's just very
different.
No,
but, I mean, any PCS overseas is, like, a huge endeavor.
Yeah. And it's just tiring. I'm tired of learning things. I don't want to learn things anymore. I'm done learning things. I'm done, you know, probably I still do this. When I go to the store and there's like an Asian person at the register, I, you know, start, you know, saying thank you in Korean as if she knows what I'm talking about, and she looks at me cross-eyed. I just, you know, I want to just stay in America for a little bit. Matthew started school last week, and it was like the most wonderful day of my life. You know, all these people were like misty-eyed and sad, I guess, dropping off their kids. I was just like, peace out, homie. I'll see you later. And I mean, as quick as I was to run away from the school, Matthew was as quick to run into the school. So there was no hard feelings there.
Well, I'm glad he did well, though, because I know you were worried about that for a little bit on how he would respond to, you know.
Yeah, because it's Alabama. No offense. Anybody who's crazy over it is not. It's just it's Alabama. Mm. I was really nervous about the school. Okay, so in Alabama, kindergarten is not a requirement. It's an option. So there's one kindergarten in this entire area, and that's like the school. It's like a huge three-winged building of nothing but kindergartners. So everybody there is his age. He is in heaven in school. He absolutely loves it. I'm so glad that he does. His teacher has a Facebook page for the class. Bananas.
Yeah, I know a lot of teachers that do that now.
She's so awesome. There's something called a smart board in the classroom, and it made my brain leak. I've never seen anything like that before.
They are amazing. They are so neat to use.
I've never even seen something like that before. I mean, in my day, we had a chalkboard with chalk. Like, that was it. So seeing that and writing on the board and all these fancy things, it's just bananas. He loves it. My in-laws are here. They're going to be here till Wednesday, but they're going to say goodbye tomorrow night. And it's going to break Matthew's heart. I can't even, he loves his grandparents. And
aww.
His heart, oh, I don't even want to deal with it, really. Like, I kind of, like, small part of me is like, why don't you guys just move it? Small part. Because it's just going to kill him with grandma and grandpa leave. But that's it. That's going on with me. I really don't have a life. I try to do as little as possible. And my excuse for everything is because I'm pregnant. So it's like, can you make some dinner? Oh, I can. I'm pregnant. So I can't stand more than 5 minutes. Right? Like, Can you go and get me some milk? I can't.
Nope, I'm pregnant.
I can't lift that gallon of milk because I'm pregnant. I mean, Tom takes Matthew to school every day. Like, oh, I wish I could, but I can't because I'm pregnant. I'm so tired. And my mother-in-law at one point was like, really, Emily? I'm like, what? I can only make this dress until February. I'm going to make it last.
I know, right? You're going to milk that for everything it's worth.
I'm going to make it last, and I'm okay. Because then after I have the baby, then it'll be, well, I just had a baby.
I know. Right? You should be able to get another year out of that, right?
Right? You gotta stretch it out a little bit. Not that you know, the excuses, the built-in excuses are what makes having a baby worth it. But, you know, make this a little more fun. Okay, well, I can't do that because I'm pregnant. I cannot make dinner ever again because I'm pregnant. And it totally works on. You know, I spend a lot of my day either napping or watching TV because I'm pregnant. And so Matthew said something like, Mom, why don't you, you know, why haven't you done whatever, something? And Tom was like, it's because she's making a baby. I was like, you're right about that. I'm glad we cleared that up.
You nailed it, man.
I made arms today. That's what I did today. What did you do today? That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so let's
made an arm.
Why talking enough about me. Talk about you. What's going on with you?
Well, welcome to the South where school starts early. So my kids obviously have been back at school.
Yes. Huh. Yes.
Yeah, my kids have been back at school since the first week of August. But they're doing well. My daughter started high school, and so she's, you know, I think she was the one I was more worried about because Aiden just went to second grade, so he knows what he's doing. He knows the school. Like, he was, whatever, let's do this. But her, I was a little bit more worried about. You know, freshman year is a big year, and it's a huge transition to move from middle school into high school. But so far, she seems like she's thrilled. She got some really great classes. You know, she's in a couple classes with her friends that she wasn't able, you know, in middle school. Her and some of her friends didn't have the same. And there they do, like, teams. And so her team of teachers wasn't the same as, like, her friends' team of teachers. So she gets to see a lot more of them at, like, lunch. And she's actually enjoying ROTC. She joined that in high school. Yeah, she's doing JROTC. And she came home today and said that her first sergeant was very impressed with her because I guess a couple days ago he gave them the assignment of memorizing the cadet's creed. And they had to have it done by today, like they had to recite it today. And out of all of his classes, I guess Alina was the only one that was able to recite it in its entirety.
Now she's doing that. So how do you feel?
Yeah.
What? That's bananas.
Yeah, I had a proud mommy moment. He knows that we're an active duty Army family, so I'm sure he probably didn't expect anything less from her.
Wow. So she's going to join the military.
Oh,
is that her goal?
No, let's slow the roll. Slow the roll. No.
Well, hold up. Let's pump the brakes for a minute. She just started high school. I get that. But is that something she talked about?
No. She has other goals. She wants to go to college, and she wants to design video games. She's very much into digital technology and stuff like that, and so she wants to design video games and stuff like that. So she says she doesn't have any plans to join. I really think that she just wants to kind of I feel like it's her way of connecting with her dad, kind of. Like, she wants to experience part of what he experiences, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of beautiful. That's awesome.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I'm just not looking forward to seeing her in that uniform because I'm just so terrified that to see her in it. Like, I just don't want to break down in front of her or anything.
Well, you have to plan on breaking down. I think that if I saw Matthew in a uniform, I would be a big old mess. I mean, I would just accept the fact that I'm going to be a big fat mess at least once, and we will move on with it. I mean, that's your daughter's in high school.
That's probably what has shocked me the most with her starting school is just like, gosh, where did where did that time go? You know, she's only got 4 more years here, and then I got to let her go, and just seems like just yesterday I was at Fort Hood pushing her out.
Aw, that's so beautiful.
So. Well, I know we're running a little long on time, so we're going to go ahead and move on to our AWN happening and go take a look at what's happening over at AWN.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives, a network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease, and check it out.
All right, so over our hot topic this week over on AWN has actually been about NASCAR. It's been a tough day for NASCAR fans and IndyCar fans as the National Guard has announced that it will pull out its sponsorship. The question here has really been, do you think it's really beneficial for the military to sponsor sports like this? I will say, you know, my dad is a big drag racing fan, and the NHRA has Mr. Tony Schumacher, who we know as the Sarge. He drives the Army drag car. And I'm a NASCAR fan, too. I watch NASCAR. But honestly, from my perspective, it's one of those things where you have to prioritize with the Department of Defense being under so much pressure to save money. And, you know, I just don't think that it's worth the money. You know, I know it's used as a recruiting tool, but honestly, I've read lots of articles online about how it's not bringing in thousands and thousands of recruits every year. You know what I'm saying? To make it worth the amount of money that we probably spend on it.
Right. I read in the Stars and Stripes that they basically didn't recruit anybody from it. I mean,
yeah, I've read a lot of that online.
Yeah.
We do appreciate that NASCAR and NHRA and our Indy fans, you know, we're so appreciative that they support our military and our military families. But, you know, sometimes you just got to make the hard cuts. You know, you just got to do what you got to do, you know.
Definitely.
I'm sorry. Just letting our Twitter fans know real quick that we'll post that article for you in our Twitter party chat. So if you'd like to take a look at it, and please share your opinion with us. We'd love to have a discussion with you guys over there in our Twitter party chat about how you feel about it.
Okay, can I interrupt you now? I don't know why this is all like conversation is brand new for me now. Anyway, so hot on AWN this week was our newly launched hashtag War Wednesdays on Instagram and Twitter. Each week we showcase an image and ask you to come up with a great hashtag to describe it. Last week's PCS hashtag were honest and funny. I love the idea. Allison, brilliant. Absolutely love her. It's super, super smart, kind of funny. I love it. Some of the hashtags that we got were hashtag, yup, that got broken, and hashtag, can you ship my snake, which of course had to come from Star Henderson. We're excited to keep the weekly game going. Join in on the fun on Instagram and on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at OmniWife Network, same with Instagram.
And then over on our social media roundup, of course, you know you can find AWN all over the place. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube. But this week, one of our fun conversations actually started on our Facebook page last week. It was one of our conversation starters. Would you rather get a phone call or receive a text message? It was pretty well even between the two, with more than one person saying, it depends on who's calling or texting. And I think I'm with that person.
Okay, so for you, it depends. For me, text message all day long. Give me a text message. Unless we're calling to, like, run our mouths, you know how we do. Generally, just send me a text message, give me a chance, or send me an email. Just give me a chance to think about it because phone calls, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know, I'd rather get a text message. That's just me. So before you call me next time, text me first, and then I'll call you back.
All right, excellent.
Okay, so last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related TSA? We limit one per show, and we ask them 10 days in advance to info@omniwisenetwork.com. All right, so Nissan pricing exclusive vehicle savings to active, reserve, retiree, and veteran U.S. military. You serve, you save. Nissan is honored to offer this special vehicle savings opportunity to active, reserve, and now retiree and veteran U.S. military, as well as their spouses and partners with the Vehicle Purchase Program, or VPP. They are offering you an exclusive discount at or below dealer invoice. What does that mean to you? You pay at or less what the dealer pays for the vehicle. Nissan likes to think of it as Operation Appreciation. Signing up for the program is simple. Take a look at insidenissan.com/monthly_military.html to see what you'll need and download the official rules for your U.S. military status for full details, now through August 31st. That's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's new 6th Gen, bringing you the Need to Know stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer affordable monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE Dental Coverage requires enrollment. The TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP-1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP for more details. So your family smiles are protected and you can start saving today. Again, that number is 1-855-MET-TDP-1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details. You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Gen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. In our top story, a new Army program is working to strengthen the role of AIT platoon sergeant. The Army is working to strengthen the ranks of its advanced individual training platoon sergeants by beefing up training and boasting promotional potential. The Army has, over the past year, flagged the job as a career-boosting assignment, putting it alongside drill sergeant, recruiter, and observer controller. Starting October 5th, the AIT platoon sergeant course at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, is expanding from 2 to 6 weeks to make it better resemble drill sergeant training. The Army trains 600 AIT platoon sergeants a year to serve a mentoring role with new soldiers. AIT platoon sergeants train and guide company-sized units of new troops as they learn the technical skills for their first assignment in the Army. If you love soldiers, if you love teaching, mentoring, and training soldiers, you want to be an AIT platoon sergeant, said Sergeant First Class Jerome Rogers, chief instructor for the AIT platoon sergeant course. Sergeants First Class and Staff Sergeants with 2 years' time in grade and 5 years' time in service are eligible to become AIT Platoon Sergeants. In our next story, new VA Secretary Robert McDonald discusses changes coming to the Veterans Administration. The new VA Secretary Robert McDonald addressed a veterans group for the first time since taking over as head of the agency last month. This is an opportunity for me to make a difference in the lives of veterans I care so much about,
McDonald, a West Point graduate and former Army Ranger, told a National Disabled American Veterans Convention in Las Vegas on Saturday. He praised a $16.3 billion law signed by President Obama on Thursday to overhaul the department. Among other provisions, it devotes $10 billion to pay private doctors to treat qualifying veterans who can't get prompt appointments at the VA's nearly 1,000 hospital and outpatient clinics, and $5 billion to hire more doctors and other medical and mental health professionals. McDonald also was scheduled to tour the VA Medical Center in North Las Vegas, where long waits for veterans to receive care have been blamed on a shortage of doctors. Joseph Johnston, National Commander of the National Disabled American Veterans, said McDonald painted a clear picture of how the VA must proceed to improve its performance and outlined a clear, thoughtful agenda that the organization supports. In our last story, the Cleveland Clinic offers four tips to help get kids and you back on a school time schedule. It's already August, and the time for returning to school is fast approaching, if not already here for some families. The Cleveland Clinic's Children's Hospital offers four tips to help your family be ready, successful, and prepared when the big day comes. Tip one involves bedtime. 1 week before school starts, the normal bedtime routine should be started to help children get used to what will be expected when they start school. This involves everything from bathing to toothbrushing and story time. Tip two helps you start your day off right with breakfast. If you know your child's meal schedule for the upcoming school year, you can help them adjust to the new timetable even better by moving your meal times to coincide with what they will experience at school. The third tip has to do with bathrooms. Reminding your child to use the bathroom before school will help them regulate their bodies to a different schedule than what they are used to at home. Talking with young children who might have anxiety about asking to use the restroom in the middle of class may also be helpful. The final tip involves backpacks with wide straps help to evenly distribute the weight of on the back. A backpack that fits properly should hit 2 inches above your child's hips. A backpack should not weigh more than 10 to 20% of the child's total body weight. Those are your Need to Know news stories for this week. Stay tuned to the Army Wife Network Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Jen signing out.
My first week home was great. We had a party.
2 o'clock in the morning, they were waiting for me.
My niece was waiting for me at the airport with a sign.
There was a huge sign across my front house, and it said, "Welcome home, Megan."
They lifted me up on their shoulders. And
first week back, people just said thank you.
Now what about the second week? A new generation of veterans is coming home. Make a difference for them at WelcomeBackVeterans.org.
Brought to you by WelcomeBackVeterans.org, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed a live show or just can't make it? Don't worry, AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website www.armywifenetwork.com or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Janet McIntosh.
And I'm your co-host, Emily Gray. Tonight we have with us Diane Morris-Jones, author of Stop, Breathe, Believe, Mindful Living One Thought at a Time. She's a licensed mental health counselor, a certified Daring Way facilitator and consultant, and a certified laughter yoga instructor, and has extensive training in spiritual direction and the Enneagram. She practices at Family Legacy Counseling in Des Moines, Iowa, and holds a degree in family finance from Texas Tech University and a master's degree in counseling from West Texas A&M University.
Diane practices individual and couples therapy from a mindful cognitive behavioral approach. She is multifaceted in her practice, incorporating various learning environments in addition to one-on-one counseling. Her clinical focus includes working with depression, anxiety, relationship issues, trauma, and life transitions. Welcome to our show, Diane.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Emily. It's great for you all to have me. I appreciate it.
Well, we're so very glad to have you with us tonight. Now, normally we start off our segment by having you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight.
Well, in addition to the things that you mentioned, my professional roles of being a therapist, a counselor, and all, I'm calling from Des Moines, Iowa. And in addition to those professional roles, I'm also a wife, a mother of two adult children. Our son is a lawyer in Dallas, Texas, and our daughter is a filmmaker in Hollywood, in North Hollywood, California. And then my husband and I love being outdoors, doing anything from hiking to kayaking to riding our tandem bike to just maybe even finding just the right photo shoot with the camera. And then we're currently training to take a hike to Machu Picchu in Peru with a group called Above and Beyond Cancer. So in essence, I'm a people person, and so whatever we're doing, generally I'm recruiting people to come along with us.
That's awesome. That sounds like a whole lot of fun you're having.
Yeah, that's great.
What led you to your work in counseling?
Well, I love to listen to other people's stories. I feel like our stories are our lives, and our stories matter, and our lives matter. So I really consider it an honor and a privilege to walk along the difficult path with others. Our kids were in middle school and elementary, I went to graduate school. I actually graduated with my master's when I was 40, and that was the time of beginning the counseling experience officially, I guess I would say. And I just really like the concept of beauty and brokenness and how those go together. That's actually the name of the blog that I write. And so my experience in life and in working with others is that life is a journey, an ever-changing one, a path of adjusting and also learning to readjust our thinking, our plans, or our paradigms. I'm sure your listeners can relate to that of what, you know, sometimes we have our plans all laid out and it doesn't quite go as expected. And maybe it could be as small as that first day of school, like you guys have been talking about, of, you know, how that might be difficult, or it could be big, like we're moving or, you know, we're making big changes. And so all of those things are having to adjust our thinking at times.
Now, in your introduction, we talked about how you use a mindful cognitive behavioral approach. Can you explain what that means and tell us some more about it?
Sure. Mindful cognitive behavioral based approach is it's explaining the theoretical approach that I come to in counseling. And traditional cognitive therapy teaches us how to change our behavior by changing our thinking. And now research in neuroscience is demonstrating that we can also change our thinking by changing our behaviors. And so I often describe the approach with the use of a triangle or the visual of a triangle, with one point of the triangle being our thoughts. One thought, you know, what we're thinking, one point of the triangle being our behavior of what we're doing, and then that third point of the triangle being our emotions or what we are feeling. And then if you would take, if we could picture just a sheer curtain over all of that, that would be the idea of mindfulness, of being aware of what is going on in that present moment. And with the idea or the intention that we're going to look at those, what's going on in this particular moment, whether it's what we're feeling, what we're thinking, or what we're doing, with an intention of openness and acceptance. And so the sheer curtain of the mindfulness being that, you know, it helps us live more fully alive until we can kind of soften into or deepen into the beauty of a particular moment.
Diane, in your new book, Stop, Breathe, Believe, you teach readers a system for turning emotional struggle into opportunities for growth, which I absolutely love. What are the basics of the stop, breathe, believe process?
Well, if the listeners could picture the image of a stoplight, which is what is on the cover of the book. So the idea is that we would stop the red, yellow would be breathe, and believe would be the green segment of the stoplight. And so the stop is at a moment maybe that you find yourself struggling. just stop with what you're doing and become aware of what you're thinking. And so you may even want to say the words aloud using your name, like stop Diane, or stop Janet, or stop Emily. And yet, as you even say that, to speak to yourself with kindness but firmness, and then to notice what is it that's going on in your mind. And whatever you find your thought is, and believe me, that could be anything, just simply become aware of it. And then just recognize the thought and note it in, without judgment if you can. And that's sometimes the hard part. But in keeping with the stoplight image, I refer to the negative or unhealthy thought as a red thought. And so then when we get to the believe part, I'll refer to the believe statements as a green thought. And then the breathe, the yellow, you know, on a stoplight, the yellow is where we are supposed to slow down, not speed up. But, and so with the breathe part is we're able to just change our physical position and if possible put like both feet flat on the floor and just become grounded with even our physical position and maybe be able to sit up as straight as possible, which kind of opens up the lungs. And then the idea with the breathe is to breathe in deeply and and to count as you're breathing. So you breathe in, and as you get to the top of that breath, then remember to keep counting, and then exhale as you breathe out. And by breathing slowly and deeply from the diaphragm, you can feel your belly even expand with each inhalation. And so that deep breathing triggers our parasympathetic nervous system to really just relax the body. Our heart rate slows down, our respiratory rate slows down, our muscles loosen. And so with each exhalation, if we just are paying attention to our breath, we can find that our mind and our body both begin to relax. And even for just a moment, by redirecting our attention away from that thought, that negative or unhealthy thought that we noticed in the stop part, it's incredibly healthy just to help redirect that in the breathe. And then the third part is the believe section, and that is with the green light, the stoplight, and the green statement or believe statement, what that does is addresses the thought that we observed during the stop. And so in creating a believe statement, it has to be believable to us. Let's say the thought maybe I became aware of was, oh, I'm such an idiot for losing my keys. That's often an example I use when I'm teaching workshops because we've probably all done that before.
Exactly.
And in workshops, I'll say, okay, write down three things you might have said to yourself if you lost your keys this morning on the way to, you know, prior to coming to the workshop. And so they'll do that. And then we talk about, and then what would you say to a friend if they lost their keys and how differently it can sound. And so, you know, often the responses of how, if you lost your keys, the things we would say to ourselves are maybe I'm so stupid, I'm so unorganized, I should have thought of this last night, I'm just a scatterbrain, whatever. But we wouldn't say that to a friend. What we might say to a friend is, oh, you're so human. Or maybe, wow, you have a lot on your plate. And so that's one way that we can think of the green statements or the belief statements. If we were to befriend ourselves, if we were to talk to ourselves in the way that we talk to our friend, or as you guys talk to one another even, what that might be like, you know, a kind, compassionate statement is so healthy. Another thing, you know, like let's say our unhealthy thought is, I'm not thin enough. Or maybe I'm not fashionable enough.
That would be me.
Or I'm not.
That would be me.
Are any of these resonating? Yeah. Or maybe that thought of I'm not beautiful enough. What any of those not enoughs that we often bombard ourselves with, and we could probably all fill out a sentence stem with that, I am not enough, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but if our thought is I'm not thin enough, you know, maybe we could redirect our thinking to compassionately say to ourselves, you know, my worth will not be decided by the size of my jeans. You know, the idea of our worth is more valuable than, you know, the enoughs that we might be saying to ourselves. Or maybe if my thought was I'm not fashionable enough, maybe instead we could say I'm learning to see my choice of clothes is who I want to be as opposed to comparing with others.
Right.
Or maybe even we could just come up with a quote like, comparison is the seed of discontentment. And so maybe I would rather say, you know,
I'm
not going to worry about what everyone else is wearing and that everyone else has on red shoes and I've got on blue shoes or whatever it might be that we're measuring against. It's so fascinating. In groups sometimes, you know, women will feel alienated because they're not, there's something that they spot that they're not the same as everyone within the group. And the reality is they're probably the only one focusing on that. but it's huge to them. And, you know, sometimes we can look at those things that we're not, we don't feel that we're not enough in. Maybe our thoughts, I'm not beautiful enough, you know, and maybe our belief statement could be, well, I'm beginning to see myself as beautiful. And so just some really simple adjustments can take some of those thoughts, the red thoughts, and we can, with just a simple adjustment, turn them to a healthier way of thinking.
Well, I have to say, I love that you were saying, you know, start thinking about talking to yourself as if you were your friend, you know, because you're exactly right. I would never, you know, look at my friend and be like, you're such a scatterbrain, you know. I would start telling her, you know, well, maybe if you thought back to the last place you had them, you know, things like
right.
that. And so I think that's really important for our listeners because I don't think we do take the time you know, to stop and think like that. And I love that in this system you have that stop, you know, take a minute, breathe, you know. And I noticed that it seems like it has some meditation techniques to it, especially when you were talking about the breathing part of just kind of taking that moment for yourself and calming down for a minute and recognizing, you know, what your thoughts are.
Right.
Can you tell our listeners how you developed this process? How did you come up with this process of stop and breathe and believe?
Well, isn't it always that, or not always, but so often during times of struggle is when we grow. So at a time when I was really struggling with some of my own thinking, I decided I wanted to kind of, you know, take control of this and how is this going to work. And so I bought an inexpensive watch at Target, and I just set the alarm on the watch to go off every hour on the hour. And at that point when the alarm would go off, then I would catch myself or note, not necessarily write it down, but paying attention to, well, what was I thinking in that moment? And sometimes I will admit my thoughts were amazingly wonderful, like, oh, it's a beautiful day. And other times I would catch myself with a thought that was extremely judgmental towards others or towards myself or just something I wasn't real thrilled that I was thinking, you know. And so the idea there is to become aware of our thinking. And then in determining the patterns of our thinking, then we can actually stop and be more mindful of what it is that we would want to choose to think. Choice is the operative word here in the process of stop, breathe, believe. Because it's so empowering to recognize that we can choose the thoughts that we want to hold on to in our minds and our hearts. No different than we can choose what channel we're going to watch on TV tonight or choose not to watch TV, whatever it might be. But we can make these choices with our thinking as well.
I absolutely love this. I have a son, he's 5 years old, and he gets so wrapped around the axle about stuff. Just, you know, any random thing that he decides to be upset about. And we kind of do this process. I tell him to slow down, breathe, think about what you're doing. And I forget to apply that to my own life.
Right.
Because I'm being a grown-up and doing grown-up things.
Yeah.
And he's like, what does he need to be upset about? So I love that. I love this process, like, being applied, you know, to me as a grown-up and not just to my five-year-old.
Right.
I think it's a great thing.
Isn't it interesting how much we can learn from our children? That's one of the times that I learned something really poignant from my daughter. One day we were taking the car to get the oil change, so we were both in the car, and I had forgotten to do something. So I was leaving a message. I was on my cell phone. I was leaving a message to my landline. And I don't remember exactly what I said to myself in that message, but when I hung up, my daughter Jill said, "Mom, who were you talking to?" And I just kind of laughed. I really didn't even know she was paying attention. And I was like, "Oh, I was just leaving a message for myself on the landline." And then I'm like, "Why are you asking?" And she's like, "Mom, I have never heard you talk to anyone like that before."
Oh, wow.
And it was so fascinating because I know I did not say, "You idiot, I can't believe you forgot," whatever, whatever. But just in my tone of voice of how I was leaving the message for myself, she noticed a really distinct difference in how I talked to others. And that was a really eye-opening piece for me of, whoa, am I paying attention at all to how I treat myself, and am I kind and compassionate to myself in my thinking? So, yeah, I think we can learn a lot from our kids.
Oh, I have learned quite
Absolutely.
A bit. I've also learned how to speak to myself because of my kid, because he kept repeating all the things that I was saying about myself. And he would identify as those things that I was called. Like if I would say, I'm old and fat, he would start identifying himself as feeling, like he'll say, "Oh, I'm too fat." Really, dude, you're five. Really? So no,
right.
I definitely get that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Why is the belief component of the process so important?
Well, the belief part, the green statements or belief statements, that is really where the real and lasting transformation can occur. And so for some people, the belief segment might have to do with their faith. And so if faith is a source of strength and wisdom for you, then your spirituality will inform and, you know, help define some of your belief statements. The green light step in Stop, Breathe, Believe is all about whatever you believe in fully and that you find trustworthy. And so what's so empowering about the belief is that you choose the belief statement that encourages and helps move you toward more wholehearted living. And so when I'm working with my clients, I can suggest some guidelines or, you know, when I'm teaching workshops. But the reality is, and what's so beautiful about this, Janet and Emily, is it has to be from you. It has to be unique to you because we're all, I mean, this process of Stop, Breathe, Believe may sound simple because it's three steps and it's something visually familiar to us, but it's not simplistic because our thinking is complicated. And so the belief statement has to be something from our own heart that addresses our unique situation. Because what might cause stress for one person might not for someone else. One person might get really stressed out about doing a radio interview, and other people would be like, "Oh, that's no big deal. I love that," you know. And so I'm sure some of your friends are like, "How do you do that radio live?" And, you know, just they can't imagine. And yet you might be saying, "Well, how do you make a pie from scratch?" And that might be what would be a stressor for you, you know. And so it's also unique of what causes us stress. And so the beauty of the belief statement is in recognizing what our thoughts are and then that we have the ability to change them. I think that's what's so empowering about it. And just recognizing that growth or change is a process. You know, when we think about what is needed for, like, an effective belief statement, one great place to start, I think, is with an ING verb. And so whether, you know, running, writing, learning, thinking, reading, these are all verbs that are in the process of doing something. Well, it's that ongoing action that makes the difference in a belief statement. Because they, you know, they kind of give a nod to or acknowledge the fact that it's a continuing process. You know, we grasp the truth that we're always in the process of learning and becoming our best self. Some examples of different types of green statements or belief statements that my clients have used, one is, "I'm learning to reach out and ask for help." Another is, "I'm developing a new kind of strength." Maybe one could say, "I'm learning a new way to manage my stress." And I love this one that one of my clients came up with, is I have a voice and an opinion, and I'm learning that it's okay to share my truth. Isn't that beautiful?
Love that.
That's awesome. I also want to say one of our teammates in our Twitter party chat also said something that was very poignant. You know, she was saying that she always tells, you know, herself that we need to love ourselves more, but never thought maybe we also need to learn to respect ourselves more, you know, especially when we were talking earlier about how we talk to ourselves and the things that we kind of say to ourselves in our inner mind.
Right.
Diane, we do have to take a quick break. I don't want our listeners to forget that the AWN Core team has some fun discussion taking place over in our Twitter party. We also
All
have
right.
a giveaway going on. Yeah, we have a giveaway going on in there. So be sure to join us. See if you can win yourself some coffee. If you want to join our Twitter chat, you can go to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork. We're using the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. When we come back, we're going to talk to Diane and kind of dive more into her book, Stop, Breathe, Believe, Mindful Living, One Thought at a Time, and see what other great information she has for us. So we'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Love where you live. When you move into a Corvius home, you'll find more than just convenient on-post housing at 7 Army installations across the country. You'll also find fun family events, upscale fitness centers, resort-style pools, and more. Our award-winning customer service, 24-hour maintenance, and smiling faces are just waiting to welcome you. Love your next home at CorviusMilitaryLiving.com. That's CorviusMilitaryLiving.com.
Valuable personal property insurance coverage helps ensure household treasures. This is a Defending Your Cash Minute from In Charge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com. If silver serving pieces are stolen from your home, they may be covered by your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy, but likely you'll pay a deductible and replacement value may have a dollar limit. Jenny Pobins, Valuable Personal Property Product Director at USAA, says some valuable personal property insurance offers replacement cost coverage for an item, but no deductible. Plus, coverage usually isn't restricted to national disasters and theft. Here's how to make the most of a VPP policy protection. Know the requirements. To purchase valuable personal property insurance, you'll likely need to carry a homeowner's or renter's policy. Keep appraisals of valuable items current and have them performed by a certified professional appraiser with expertise and credentials from the item you're insuring. Proof of ownership is required upon reporting a loss, so keep receipts, photos, appraisals, financial statements, and repair or cleaning bills. This Defending Your Cash Minute is made possible by USAA. USAA offers a suite of financial services online at USAA.com.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to the show. We're here talking with Diane Morris-Jones, author of Stop, Breathe, Believe, Mindful Living, One Thought at a Time. Before we went to break, Diane was explaining, kind of breaking down that process of Stop, Breathe, and Believe and how she developed the process. But now we want to talk a little bit about the book. The book does provide readers with very colorful analogies for picturing how the human mind works. Diane, can you explain how are rests and rivers similar to the human brain?
Sure. You know, one thing I think to make clear is part of this process is understanding that it's one thought at a time, because the idea of rewiring or reconstructing all of our thinking would be rather overwhelming for most of us. And so the idea is that it's possible and very, you know, wise to just look at it in little pieces. The idea with ruts and rivers is, you know, we've often heard it takes a journey of 1,000 miles to begin, you know, it begins with one step. Well, any time that we're on a journey of wholeness, it's a bunch of steps, but it's taking that one step at a time. The idea of ruts and rivers, the chapter Ruts and Rivers and how that correlates with our brain is, you know, we have all these streams of thoughts coming in our mind all the time, and sometimes we're just not even aware or paying attention to what those are. And so we can create these ruts of thinking within our brain. And but the beautiful thing is, and it's very closely tied to the idea of neuroplasticity, and that is the science of how our brain is, we can change things within our brain. And I won't get scientific with all that, but the really cool thing is that we can begin to reroute our thinking. And just like a river can be rerouted by a stream, I mean, you can make rivers get rerouted, and then sometimes just even, we used to have a lake cabin, and after a period of time, the river totally rerouted at the lake, and it, eventually there was no water where our cabin was. And it was all because the river had rerouted itself and for whatever reason in that case. But the beautiful thing is that we can do that within our minds, and that that's nice to know that we do not have to be stuck in the rut. And sometimes the reality is we don't even realize we're in the rut. And so that's one of the beautiful things, too, about Stop, Breathe, Believe, is it can help us become aware and mindful of what we're thinking.
Diane, also in the book you offer quite a few techniques for combating emotional stress. What are some of those methods?
Well, one of the reasons that I use metaphors and pictures is that's generally what my clients remember. So if they leave my office on a Monday, they'll tell me that at the following appointment what they remembered was the word picture that we talked about. And so I teach that way. So one of them is swirling funnels and storm shelters, and the idea of that is when our thoughts are spinning and we just simply feel like we can't even get control of them, to use the practice and of stop, breathe, believe, and then maybe even to try to label what is it that's swirling around in our head, and to go from either just draw you a picture just like you would, you know, with a pencil or whatever, and then label that swirling thoughts of what else going on. And it may be, I was late to an appointment the other day, and so, boy, I had some swirling thoughts. It was actually to an interview, a TV interview, and so, boy, I could, you know, I had so many thoughts swirling. And then, but once that happens, we're not that able to then connect with that deeper part of what we know. And so my propensity of getting lost was actually much higher after I started, you know, kind of getting worried that I was lost and all of that. And so when we can take that deep breath, calm down, come back to our center, then we're much more likely to make a calm and wise choice or response, especially helpful in relationships, you know, as opposed to reacting to someone out of defense or out of a hurt. If we can, you know, just even say to ourselves, stop, take a deep breath, and then, you know, what is it that I would want to respond here? And how could there, again, you know, kind of like we were talking about earlier, responding to ourselves in a kind and compassionate way, what would that look like in
right.
responding to others? Another, you know, technique I use a lot of is the chutes and ladders, the idea from the old board game that we probably all played as children, and the idea that life is full of chutes and ladders, and there are some things that when we work really hard and, you know, we're just moving up that ladder for whatever reason, and then we can hit a chute. One of my clients the other day walked in and said, I'm having a chutes and ladders kind of day. I was anxious to hear what that then looked like. But, you know, just recognizing that there are going to be chutes and there are going to be ladders. And sometimes it's even helpful just to draw out a little pretend board game and label, you know, look at maybe in our life or maybe even in the last week or maybe even like today. What were some chutes in my day today? What were some ladders in my day?
Diane, that is amazing. I can't wait to read more of your book. We are running out of time, but I wanted to give you a moment so that you can let our listeners know where they can find your book so that they can find out more and learn more about this wonderful process and technique that you've shared with us today.
Sure. My book's available on Amazon. It's also, you can order it from any bookstore, any local bookstore, they can order it. So, and then my website is Diane Morris Jones. It's a little tricky because my name is spelled with two N's. So it's D-I-A-N-N-E and then Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. And I would love for the listeners to connect with me. Send me an email, and then on Twitter, it's Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E underscore M underscore Jones. And also I do some conferences on Stop, Breathe, Believe. I also teach on other things, and so would love for, if anyone's interested in that, to give me a buzz or connect with me some way. So look forward to hearing from your listeners.
Well, Diane, I can't thank you enough for being with us tonight and sharing this wonderful work with our listeners and with our fan base.
Well, thank you. It's such a privilege to be on your show, and I, my heart goes out to some, you know, the difficulty it is sometimes of, you know, serving our country, but yet the incredible benefits it must offer as well. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks so much, guys, for being with us tonight. Congratulations. I'm not sure if we had a coffee winner, but if we did, congratulations in our Twitter party chat. Next week, August 18th, 2014, on the show, we are featuring Denise Daniels, who will be sharing the growing pains of back to school, so you definitely don't want to miss that.
And in the meantime, join us on armywifenetwork.com, any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, you name it, we're on it. Catch up with Nick Arden Bloggers sharing their journey on lovingasoldier.com.
And that's Interactive Empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye, Janet.
Bye, Emily.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.